That first letter from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians, and St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians speaks a lot about the church as the body of Christ. In fact, Pope Pius XII encyclical on the mystical body of Christ draws almost exclusively from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. And in that letter, towards the very end, St. Paul says, he gave him over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of the one who fills all things in every way. Father Peter yesterday in the homily was speaking about how we are incorporated into the body of Christ. We participate in the very life of Christ. We're grafted onto him. And then the reading for the gospel today sort of re-emphasizes that when Jesus says, don't worry about what you are to say. It's the Holy Spirit who will teach you what you are to say, but just to remain firm in the Lord, because we're grafted onto him. We participate in his very life. And we can be assured that God is on our side, that He is with us. To bring this further, to build on that aspect of we being the body of Christ, St. Ignatius of Antioch is the perfect saint to kind of highlight this, because in the early church, it was very clear from his life and the life of St. Polycarp that one of the characteristics of the spirituality of the early church and continues on today is it's very Eucharistic. Whereas the body of Christ we usually think of as the Eucharist. The body of Christ is the church, and it is in a way celebrates, of course, the mysteries of Christ's life, the riches of his glory, in a special way in the Eucharistic celebration. But in the older early church, perhaps it highlighted a special emphasis on the fact that not only did they celebrate the Eucharist, but the Christian life was very Eucharistic. And to highlight this, if you think of St. Polycarp when he was being burned at the stake, they said that his flesh became like golden bread, and they had this aroma of incense. Well, that, of course, would remind us most immediately of the Eucharistic celebration. But the saint that we celebrate today, St. Ignatius of Antioch, even brings it to another level when he says, he's writing to his flock back in Antioch, says, I wish to be ground up by the teeth of beasts to be Christ's pure bread. You know, that said that he wanted not only to receive the Eucharist, but to be Eucharist. That Christ is blessed, broken, and given, and he wanted to give his life as part of the Eucharistic sacrifice. And in a sense, that's what we do, of course, in an unbloody way. We unite ourselves to Christ in the Eucharistic celebration, and that is highlights or brings forth that aspect of being the body of Christ. So as we're reminded today, through the gospel and through that first reading from St. Paul of the Ephesians, we truly have been grafted onto Christ. We are one body with him, that the Lord is with us, that he is our strength and our power to even overcome tremendous torments. And St. Ignatius reminds us today that we are to be Eucharist for the Lord, to be blessed, to be broken, and to be given. Let us trust in God's his power.